Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Melissa Jones, who's a global leader, international speaker, girls empowerment coach, and highly effective licensed classroom teacher who helps girls learn positive daily habits to feel confident in themselves and connect with other girls in an empowering environment. Melissa, I am so thrilled to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. I'm excited to talk today.
I'm excited to talk all about girls and empowerment. I have two girls, and it's about time somebody launched a program like this. So I'm really, really excited about our topic today. I like to start off with why. What's the reason? Why did you start Girls Positivity Club mainly, which we'll dive in and talk about later?
Yeah. So growing up, I, you know, had a very loving family and very stable. And I was very comfortable in my school until my parents decided to move. And this was when I was 8 years old. I had all the things that a kid would want. I had a best friend across the street. I had friends to play with, and I loved where we lived, but my parents didn't really like the way that it was getting a bit dangerous for them. It was just starting to kind of go downhill a little. So they moved us to a suburb in a nicer part of town. And that's when everything started changing for me. I started struggling with my confidence. I felt very average in school. I felt very invisible. I didn't think that the other girls liked me the way that they did at my other school. And so right away, even at 8 years old, I was starting to doubt who I was and if I was even good enough to be with these girls. You know, and that's really the core of why I wanted to do something about it, because I struggled growing up. It really, even though I found, you know, girls that were nice and I became friends with, I really struggled with it into middle school, into high school. And it really took me to fast forward to high school, you know, comparing myself to other girls, thinking that no one liked me, thinking I wasn't good enough to be on the teams. And I did, I was part of teams, but I just never felt like I truly belonged for who I was. And so I found myself sitting on the edge of my parents' bed with my dad's gun in my hand. And it got to the point, and I don't even know how I got there, but it got to the point where I thought, do I matter? And I knew my parents loved me. I knew I was in a supportive home. But outside of that home, I did not feel that sense of belonging, of community, even though I was a part of things. And probably from the outside looking in, people wouldn't have known that about me. And then fast forward through college, I still kind of struggled with things. My mom got me into therapy, of course, and that saved me. I got paired with an amazing therapist. But I still just had that internal doubt and that negative self-talk and just kind of struggled with my own self-confidence and decided to become a teacher so that I could make an impact on kids feeling seen in school. And that's something I always prided myself on, was wanting no one to feel like there were favorites. I wanted all the kids to feel loved and accepted. But the more I taught, the more I realized that girls everywhere were really struggling with the same things that I did. And this was over a 23-year career. And now I'm two months after I've resigned. I just resigned from teaching to do this work full time. But I noticed in every school setting I was in urban schools, suburban, you know, a small college town, like all in public school, like there were patterns. And I noticed that they really were very similar, even though it was a different time, to what I had dealt with as a girl. And so I decided that I was going to do something about it. But it really wasn't until I joined a women's group online that was really about health. where I started to change things, because then I started learning about mindset. And at the same time, my dad was going through brain cancer, and I was, in a sense, kind of healing myself from the inside out in going through that hard time with my dad's brain cancer and figuring out who I wanted to be and my own confidence and my own health. And then it all clicked for me that I needed to do something. And that's when I started Girls Positivity Club in 2018.
What an amazing story. And I love how you took something that you really struggled with and decided to share it with others. I mean, coming out and sharing your story like this is hard. I know I can relate to that, but I think to put an entire program together to be able to do this at scale is something else.
Thank you. Yeah. I know I have chickens outside and they're making noises too. So
yeah, we'll edit this part out. It's just I had to open the door because I'm at my home office recording. Yeah. And the internet wasn't as good when the door was closed, but then now the garbage truck is going by. So sorry, Ashley, you're gonna have to edit this out.
That's okay.
My editor.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They'll get a good laugh out of it.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's too noisy and I know she'll hate it if I continue talking through. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. They are almost gone.
I hear it. Yeah. So funny. Yeah. How old are your daughters?
16 and 17.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So you're in the thick of high school.
Yep. Yep. Okay. We can pick up now.
Okay,
we're picking up now.
Okay.
Wow, it's so amazing. And you know, growing up, I sort of experienced the same thing, Melissa, in a sense. We moved from Armenia to US. So imagine the drastic change that I went through when I was almost 13 years old. So I can totally relate to that. But the only difference, as hard as it was, especially not knowing English and being a straight A honor student in Armenia and then coming to US, and still I was in honors, but certain classes were harder because I didn't know English. So I had, to study twice as hard to catch up with English and then be able to catch up with everyone. So the first 5 years of my life in the States were really, really hard. I erased a lot of the challenges, but it was really hard. And looking back, if there was only some kind of a, if there was a program like your program, right? Like Girls Positivity Club that I could have joined to be able to really understand and learn how to cope with things, I think I probably would have had an easier time. Mm-hmm. So going back to, let's talk a little bit about the program. I really want to dive in and understand what you're offering and how you created it in order to help girls specifically, which is so instrumental with social media, with everything that's going on with girls nowadays. They are growing up so insecure. Mm-hmm. No matter how confident us the parents are and how much we try to share and teach them being confident and how it's important, I think social media is so much more empowering to a certain extent that if I don't keep talking to them on a daily basis, sometimes I'll notice if I'm not having those conversations with them, 2-3 days might pass by or a week might pass by. And then my daughter might say, and she's in great shape. She's an athlete. And she might just say, I need to work out more. My abs are not as defined. And I'm like, really, what did you see now? She'll show me something on Instagram. I'm like, it's probably a fake, fake Photoshopped image.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. How did you create the program to be able to help the girls that are going through all these craziness?
Yeah. And I agree with you so much about social media, especially with the filters. It's so hard to explain to them and the comparison completely. Yeah. So I really was reflective about what have I noticed that the girls are really struggling with. And really a lot of it was mindset. And it's, the way you talk to yourself, the way you encourage yourself. And I really didn't learn and how to encourage myself. I was dependent on other people for that. until I was in my 30s. And I thought, they have got to know this earlier. And it's not that you don't want others to encourage you, but mindset is huge. Having that inner power is so crucial too. Like, you have the power within you. You have so much magic inside of you. And it's teaching girls about those things. It's teaching them too about how to release stress in positive ways and how to handle worry and anxiety, because those are very common things that come up for girls because of looks, because of pressures, because of their own perfectionism and wanting to be that top student or athlete, or they want to try something, but they're scared about what others might think if they do. It's like that invisible audience, you know, they always think someone's watching them. And so that, and their general confidence, like, how do I work on my confidence every day? How do I, you know, like I said, encourage myself every day? How do I try, you know, new things in small steps, you know, instead of thinking that they have to do everything all at once? What are the little bite-sized things that I can do? Their identity, who do I want to be as a person? How do I want to treat others? And how do I want them to treat me? And then setting boundaries really for people who break that, and not worrying about the fact that some people don't like you for no reason, maybe in their own insecurities or their own fear or whatever it would be. And that's okay. But you're not supposed to be best friends with every person. I really struggle with that. I don't know about you. And how to be a leader in different ways, you know, how to be a leader in on teams, but not only that, how to be a leader in a way that's more reserved. You can lead by your actions, and it doesn't have to be that you're standing in front of the class or you're leading a project, and those things are wonderful. But that's really important. And then the last I would say, because these are around four pillars that I developed. The last is that visibility. Like, how do I want to be seen by others? And how do I help others feel seen? And what makes me feel important and valued as a person? Also knowing my own worth. So those are really the foundation of all of it, really lies within those topics. And then I customize it each week according to those. I call it my four pillars. And so all the lessons are very, you know, we start in a community circle every time. The girls share what we call yays, which are the good, because we believe in looking for the good, but not ignoring the bad. And, you know, it's not like we do a lot of toxic positivity, like, oh, everything's great, good vibes only. We don't ever talk about anything hard, because that's not healthy either. So we start in a circle. The girls say like a simple thing that they're grateful for or that is good in their life right now. And it can be anything, from food that they're loving right now to, you know, and it could be an accomplishment or it could be just something very basic. And then I do a short lesson, and then they do a hands-on creative activity. So I incorporate the arts, movement, you know, games and bonding experiences for the girls. And then we wrap it up with, what are you going to try this week that applies to what you learned today? So that's really what we do in each session.
That's amazing. And I you mentioned something earlier. You said you sort of figured this out in your 30s. And I think that's around the time that I figured out. I started reading a lot of books, educating myself about mindset and the power within and how much control we have in the belief system. And some of us are blessed to believe in ourselves a little bit more than we should. Yeah. But most people don't. Most people just by nature don't believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to blame the family or anybody. You know, I mean, I personally grew up in the old Soviet Union where I was told that I can't do certain things. So if anything, I took that and I worked it the other way, where I was like, I'm going to prove to you that I can. But a lot of girls, I remember in my classroom or whatever, would just sort of go inwards and just say, oh no, I can't do that. I'm a girl. my teacher said I can't, or so-and-so said I can't.
Yeah.
Now, going back to this realization that mindset is important, what we believe in is important, and really believing in this limitless sort of thing, right? Like anything we can do, there is no limits to what we can do, is super important, I think, at that age. And I'm glad that you came up with this program to focus on the girls when they're in elementary, middle school, high school. That's where their foundation is being built. And somehow the educational system isn't doing anything about it. They are not focusing on giving us the tools, the right tools, which is mindset, belief system, as well as the financial parts, right? Like how to
finance.
The most three important things that we need in life is not being taught in high school.
I know.
Who thought on that? Like, why is that?
I know. I agree with you. I mean, I think that, you know, as a former teacher, I, you know, so much was piled on us, but I embedded it anyway. And I taught the kids mindset, but that was my own doing. It was my own passion. And I think so many teachers feel overwhelmed by having to teach so many things. And that's unfortunate because, you know, I would advocate that mindset should be a core, you know, it should be taught in every class. It should be embedded. And I think it's very easy. It's like you do a math problem and it's hard. You've got to talk yourself through how to work that math problem out, because I always tell the kids, it's so much easier to give up. It's so easy. I mean, oh, I give up. It's like, you're never going to grow as a person if you do that. So you have to tell yourself, I can do this. I'm going to try this. And it's that working through hard things and not thinking that there's something wrong with you if you have to work for something or you make a mistake. And those are really the key things, because, you know, the bottom line is there's a huge fear of failure, and there's so much behind that. And like, oh, I better not try out because I might not make it. But what if you do make it? What if you don't make that thing, but what if you're meant to do a different thing and you keep trying out for different things? So that was me. I would say, oh, well, I'm not good enough to, you know, be on the cheer squad, or I'm not good enough to be on the whatever. And it's like, well, you tried once and failed. And then I would just give up. You know, it was like, I would never try out again. And it was like, if I could go back and tell myself, keep trying, because how many stories do we all know of anyone who, you know, didn't get it on their first try? And to be honest, you're not really supposed to on your first try. You're not supposed to do everything perfectly the first time. If so, we would all be walking around doing everything perfectly all the time, you know, and that would not be real life. And I also think, you know, sometimes kids are told, be realistic, you know. That's great. You have those dreams, but you also have to be realistic. It's like, why should we tell them to be realistic? Like, why not tell them to go for the big thing? I mean, because we're afraid. I think we, as you know, a society, it's like, you're afraid to tell kids to go for it because, you know, only the top 1 or 2% truly make it big or whatever it is. But it's like, but what if they're that, what if they could be that percent, or what if that percentage could grow because more kids are trying and more, you know, especially girls, like there are more girls in leadership roles because they didn't give up the first 2 times or the first 10 times. They kept going, and now look how powerful they are in whatever way they want to be in their lives, whether it's, you know, in their career, in their finance, in their marriages, or if they choose not to get married, or in their, you know, if they decide to become a mother or whatever it would be. It really, I think that they should get their hopes up. You know, I was always told, don't get your hopes up. And it's like, why, you know, why aren't we saying like, get your hopes up, try it and go for it?
It's so interesting because I've noticed that in a lot of different cultures. Uh-huh. I have a lot of friends across different, you know, nationalities, ethnicities, and a lot of them actually immigrated to the States when they were teenagers like myself. So they still have the belief system from back home. And then they came here as teenagers and tried to tell the parents, no, that's not the way to do it. This is the way to do it. And so for us, it was like a culture shock with all the challenges that most people deal with. But what I want to mention specifically is the don't get your hopes up. I don't understand, to your point, why everybody say that. It's like, if you don't have hope, then what's the purpose of anything in life, right? Like, but it's almost like teaching you to be careful to avoid disappointment, which is also part of life. And if you start accepting disappointment and failure as part of the process, like scientists do, then we will be fearless. We won't be scared of anything, and we'll try and say, listen, part of me figuring out what's my thing is to go through different things and fail until I find the winning thing, you know?
Yes. And hard work can also help you with that. I mean, it's like, if let's say you want to be a soccer player, you know, you want to be the leader on your soccer team. It's like, okay, maybe you start out and you're a beginner and you surround yourself with people who are better than you, which is going to make you a better player if you're open to their, you know, to their guidance, and you're willing to learn, and you keep trying, you know, over time, you're going to improve. And so that's the biggest, I think, life lesson is you should be around people who are better at something than you. If you are wanting to grow in that area, it's like being part of a mastermind. I'm part of masterminds in my business side. And it's like, I was a teacher for 23 years. I didn't know how to be an entrepreneur, and I failed in the beginning. I made investments that weren't really the best thing to do because I didn't know what I was doing. And the more that I got around the people that were the right ones to follow and the mentors that helped me, you know, guide me not only in thinking, but in all the things that go into business, it's like when you're in those rooms, that's when you grow. And that's when you take away insight that you didn't know. And it's really all about the who, you know, it's really about who you surround yourself with, who you ask for help, because those people are going to make the biggest impact, and you're going to gain more at a faster pace because you're not trying to figure out the how of every single thing, especially in business. You know, it's like, there are so many things.
Speaking of who you're surrounding yourself by, you know, as we get older, we have the ability to join master classes, master groups, and different organizations where we can see like-minded people. But I think when it comes to girls, middle school, high school, even elementary school, they're so lonely. There is nowhere for them to really belong to, especially if their parents aren't aware of what they're going through. So you know, I think your program should be in every school. That's my opinion. And, you know,
that's my goal. Yeah. That's my big vision is like internationally.
Yep.
I want it worldwide in every school. I mean, that's if you think of like an audacious dream, that's my dream. And the purpose and the intention is to, like you said, for girls to have a place to belong. They don't have to be a certain way. They come as they are. They learn things to better themselves, to be the best that they can be. And it's a positive community of other girls where they can connect around these ideas.
I love it. What's one thing that you figured out as you were building this program and the platform and getting it out there?
Yes, I would say that I don't have to do it all alone.
Yeah.
That was my biggest learning because I did. I mean, I'm year three, moving into year four. And, you know, I don't regret everything that I've gone through as an entrepreneur, figuring this out and also working full time at the same time for, you know, the first 3 years. But it was hard asking for help and relying on, you know, I think that would have helped me a lot more. And you know, in the beginning, you don't really know who to ask. So you kind of do have to navigate through that, but definitely, reading, you know, I read a lot of books about business. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I am an Audible person. I listen to a lot of professional development, personal development books that help me in business and mindset. And yeah, so those are things that I definitely have learned along the way.
How can our listeners support you, but also if they have little girls or high school girls like myself, get their girls involved in the program? How can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, Girls Positivity activityclub.org. Everything's there. And I would love to support as many families that have girls as I can and empower as many girls as I can. That's my mission.
I'm going to repeat that whole thing again. You got caught up.
Okay.
So thank you, Melissa. How can we support you, but also have our girls join your program?
Thank you so much. Girlspositivityclub.org is where you can find all of the information. And I also have women who lead clubs. So if there are any women listening to who would like to start a club in their community, it is, you know, it is an opportunity to have a little extra income and also empower girls at the same time. And they can also join virtually and everything's on the website.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. And continue the amazing work. I wish you existed when I was growing up, but yeah. It's not too late. I'm happy that there's something that exists for my daughters. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.